Welcome to Inside Training Camp Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Chris McPherson here with the number 4 overall pick in this year's draft. First round draft pick, Lane Johnson, offensive tackle. And Lane, what is it like to think that 3 months ago, or that 3 months have already passed since you were the number 4 overall pick in the draft?
It's just been a blur. I mean, how time has flown. I mean, last thing I was in New York, and then now I'm here, you know, doing mini camp, and, you know, had your little time off, and now you're back here for training camp. So it's all been pretty fast, but, you know, I'm here now and ready to get things kicked off.
Lane, you ascended to the top of the depth chart by the time you left for the spring. What did that mean to you in that time period between the end of the mini camp and when you returned for the start of the rookie practices?
Well, it felt good. I felt like I was progressing really well in practice, you know, learning the playbook and getting out there and playing with confidence and, you know, knowing what I'm doing. So coming back into training camp, I just want to continue to get better and put all the pieces of the puzzle together so I can be a contributor to this team the whole year.
So you spent some time with Evan Mathis at his own training facility, Zone AP, out in Arizona. What did you learn about himself, about what it takes to play in the NFL? What was that experience like, spending some time with him out there?
I mean, it was awesome. If you don't know Evan Mathis, I mean, he's built like a caveman. I mean, he's just super strong dude. And one thing I learned is that he takes, you know, nutrition and, you know, working out very seriously. I know he's been in the league for around 7-8 years, so he's very big on, you know, preserving your body, make sure you're fully recovered. And going out there, you know, we got some work in, but also, you know, made sure we didn't burn ourselves out.
How important was that from a chemistry standpoint so you guys can start to get, you know, connected on the line?
It feels good, you know, going out there with Evan, you know, trying to get some team chemistry, you know, off the field. And, you know, even during minicamp, you know, I got to meet Jason and Todd Harriman's and spend some time with them and you know, kind of build a relationship, which I think will help you when you're out there playing.
What's it like coming into the line as the young guy with all these veterans like Jason Peters, who's been to many Pro Bowls, earned All Pros? Mathis was named to Pro Football Focus's All Pro team last year. Kelsey's a rising star in the league. What's it like being the young guy coming into this group with all these veterans here?
It feels good just knowing I have a lot of, you know, leaders, you know, on the line that have a lot of experience. And so as a new guy coming in, you try to learn as much as you can and try to get all the knowledge you can. And so that, you know, to make yourself better. And moving forward, I'm just going to continue to keep listening to those guys, and I think it'll pay off.
Veterans are finally here. The full team practices are finally getting underway. What's it like for you transitioning for what you learned this past week during the rookie practices to think where things are now, where things really get going and the competition really heats up here at camp?
Well, I think, you know, during minicamp, I mean, we did some physical stuff, pretty much running plays without pads, but, you know, we still get pretty physical. So now we just get to go, you know, all out and really get after it. And so I guess it'll really show, I guess, what our offense is about.
What does it mean for you to be the team's first-round pick and to come in and try to be an immediate starter? Is that something that you take put a lot of pressure on yourself with? How do you handle the mental aspect of trying to come in and help this team from day one?
I mean, I just feel like, you know, another one of the guys on the team. I mean, I know going into college I wasn't really highly ranked and then just kept on developing into a bigger role. So now, you know, I'm here. I'm one of the guys. I'm going to continue training, continue getting better. And whenever I do that, I think good things will happen.
Now, you got a little taste of Jeff Statland before the draft, during the mini camps, but what has it been like during this first week where it was pretty much you and he and only a couple of our offensive linemen really getting into it during his first week of practice?
Well, he's very passionate about what he does. He brings a lot of energy. You know, sometimes it's like he's chewing you out, but in reality, he's just trying to help you out. And, I mean, that's his way of coaching. Brings a lot of high energy, and I think it's going to be good for this football team.
How difficult is a transition from a technique standpoint? Now, Statland's coached at the college level for many, many years, so I know he's bringing some of that here to the NFL. But in terms of trying to learn what he wants to do here with the Philadelphia Eagles, what has that transition been like for you?
It's been pretty similar to what I did at OU, just as far as zone blocking and, you know, running proper angles. He calls them power angles. And, you know, keeping your feet in the ground and using your hands well, which, I mean, everything I did in college, you're eventually going to have to bring over to the NFL.
Now, there's going to be a lot of shotgun utilized in this offense. What does that mean for you guys along the offensive line in terms of that spacing between the quarterback and the running back and you guys up front?
Well, it means, you know, we got to give the quarterback a lot of time to sit back and throw the ball comfortably. You know, it's under center a little bit easier because it takes the end, you know, kind of a wider loop to get to him. But being in the shotgun, you know, run a spread offense, we got to, you know, open the run lanes up and protect the quarterback.
Having played quarterback at the junior college level, does that give you a better appreciation of what, you know, all the guys are going through back there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, quarterback is a very high-pressure position. I mean, one of the hardest positions, I think, in any sports. You know, you have to know what the defense is doing, what everybody on the offense is doing, and make sure you adjust, you know, protections accordingly to some of the blitzes. So, I mean, it's pretty much just being a field general out there and a very hard position to play.
Now, we have footage of you from your time at Kilgore. How would you scout yourself compared to what you're seeing on the film with the guys here running the offense?
I think they're a lot better than what I was. I mean, I had a pretty decent arm. I could bootleg and stuff like that, but you could tell. I mean, I looked like a tight end out there throwing the ball. My body was just kept on getting bigger, so I'd say they're definitely a lot better here.
Any chance that there's a trick formation or somewhere in there where they get you the ball in this offense?
Maybe. Maybe they'll pull it out on a rainy day, I guess.
On Sunday, it's going to be alumni day. It's going to be the first open practice at Lincoln Financial Field. It's going to be the fans' real first chance to see you in action, see you in the midnight green. What are your expectations with it also being the first live hitting practice of this training camp?
Every camp has to begin one of those days, so go out there and go all out, and everybody's excited about the pads. I know I am, and get out there and get it rocking.
What's the anticipation like with Chip Kelly, with the new energy that he's bringing, with all the young guys that are coming to his team, so many new players on the roster, yourself included? What's the excitement level like right now in the building to get this thing rolling?
It's very, very exciting. A lot of positive energy, you know, flowing around the building. And I think, you know, Coach Kelly's bringing a lot of good things to the program, and a lot of players are just really excited to get things kicked off. And I think even from mini camp and things like that, we saw a lot of progression, and, people were just excited.
Outstanding stuff. Lane Johnson, the Eagles' first-round pick, the number 4 overall selection in the 2013 NFL Draft. Thank you for joining us here on Inside Training Camp.